In your face.
Yeah.
idle there. Spineless Wonders. You are in your face here at 3CR with James. And Kate from our second idol joins us on the line. Hey, Kate.
Hello.
Wow, that's your new release. What an amazing title. Spineless Wonders. What does it all mean?
It's kind of about deception and lies, especially aimed at, I suppose, politicians and people in power who abuse their power. The title kind of came, I suppose, it emerged from, we kind of wrote the song first and the lyrics emerged from it and kind of the concept emerged from the music. So, yeah.
How timely. I mean, how 2025 is that kind of, you know, sequence of themes that the song's all about?
Yes, absolutely. It's quite timely.
Tell us about your amazing band. There's four of you, yeah?
Yes, there's four.
So tell us about the four of you.
So we've got on drums, we've got Afif, we've got Thea, they're on bass, Sunny's on guitar, and then there's myself, and I'm Kate, and I'm on guitar and vocals.
So how did
and
you
we're all based in Sydney.
Wow. How'd you all meet?
Thea and I used to play together in my old band, which was kind of around pre-COVID. It was a three-piece, and then kind of COVID happened, and Thea knew Afif, who joined us on drums, and Sunny auditioned to join the band a bit over a couple of years ago, and that's how we all kind of met, and we kind of knew Sunny from the local scene here in Sydney, and yeah, kind of came together organically that way.
So I get a sense that you guys do a few live gigs.
Pardon?
I get the sense that you guys do a few live gigs at pubs, like you've got a bit of a pub background, you know, doing gigs.
Yeah, definitely. We definitely gig at a lot of pubs and kind of dive bars around the traps, definitely.
What's your favourite divey bar in Sydney?
Oh, we've got to say the Duke in Sydney on Enmore Road. They're just, it's a really fun venue. They do free entry and it's great for kind of bands like us that are kind of rocky or a bit darker, a bit punk. It's always a very kind of fun atmosphere.
Yeah. I was reading some of your publicity information and you've really been influenced by Susie and the Banshees and The Cure, which, of course, I just love. All listeners of this show know that I'm a bit of a Cure tragic, but what a great, nice, you know, lineup to be influenced by.
Yeah, I suppose the kind of influences just that kind of came out organically. It's kind of funny when you're in a band and you kind of just create music that you feel like it's a very instinctual thing to create music. And then you write a song, then you look back and people are like, well, tell us what you sound like. And it's like, oh, you kind of have to kind of look back over it and be like, oh, well, I guess there's kind of that influence or that influence. And but definitely in this song, we lent into some of our kind of gothic kind of influences, which like I've been such a long-term fan of The Cure and Susie and the Banshees. Actually, today I'm wearing a Cure T-shirt, which is hilarious as well. So, yeah.
Just love that. And I also love the fact that you are instinctive, that music clearly for you is organic and you kind of feel your way through it and listen and sing your way through it without thinking too much perhaps about the technicalities, but you just instinctively feel it and know it.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it's because for me, music is such kind of like a therapeutic kind of thing. And it's a way of writing music and lyrics is a way of kind of understanding myself as well. So after writing a song and lyrics, then I'll kind of look back at it and be like, oh, that's what that was about. Or yeah.
Wow. So you're the songwriter for Second Idol.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Wow. Okay. So what are you working on right now?
At the moment, we are, broadly speaking, prepping to release our debut album, which will be out later this year. So we're kind of hard at it to release that. We just, a few months ago, we ran a crowdfunding campaign to press our record to vinyl, to 12-inch vinyl. So that's happening right now, and we're due to pick up the records very soon and get prepping for all of that. So it's a pretty crazy time.
Yeah, I'm actually sitting in between. I'm sandwiched in between two turntables, actually, at the moment. And 3CR's never got rid of its vinyl, which is great.
Right.
People say to me that vinyl sounds different. What's your theory on that?
I think it does sound different to like digital tracks when you're listening to them digitally, especially streaming and depending on what streaming service you're listening to music on. But I feel like you can hear like different frequencies with vinyl, definitely. Or you can pick up on different things that we kind of... I was listening to a test pressing and there's certain things that I remember hearing more in the studio and like, you know, when you're recording in the studio, you have, you know, depends on the studio app, but when we were there, they had amazing sound system there and we could hear everything so, so beautifully. And then when I was listening to the test pressing, it just reminded me of being in that room and listening to the tracks back, being like, oh yeah, this is how we wanted everything to sound. Yeah, so it is, it's a different listening experience and it's, a real experience where you really have to dedicate yourself to listening because, I mean, halfway through you have to be willing to get up and flip it over. Yeah, so it's a very active listening experience as well.
Sounds like you've been recording the album in a really serious studio.
Yeah, we worked with... there's a studio in Sydney called The Brains. We worked with... Clayton Segalov and Angie Watson, who were just amazing to work with, and they produced, recorded and produced Mindless Wanders, yeah, which will be off that upcoming album.
So where are you specifically at right now, today, with the album? Are you still recording in the studio or are you in the post-production phase? Like, where are you specifically at with it?
We're definitely post-production and we're pretty much prepping for release. Right now, everything's recorded, locked in and ready to go.
Wow. Yeah. So how do you prep for a release? I'm fascinated by all of the steps that, you know, are involved in a release in the modern era. Like, how do you prep?
Yeah. I guess looking at timelines and, like, digitally now, if you're releasing to streaming, it's working with, like, a digital distributor. We're totally independent, so we'll be looking at, you know, local record stores to stock the album at, and also looking at, you know, having it available for sale, like on our website and on Bandcamp as well, which is such a great avenue for independent artists to sell their music and merch. Yeah, lots of planning and marketing as well involved in the whole process. Yeah.
Wow, and you have to do all of that yourself, right? Because you're kind of, you know, I mean, I know you've paid for the studio and you've done the crowd fundraising and all of that, but you kind of must be running off the smell of an oily rag a bit as well because you are independent.
Totally, yep. I mean, that's kind of why we went out for the crowdfunder because, you know, it's really hard being an independent artist and, yeah, when you kind of fund everything yourself, you kind of wear a lot of different hats. And you switch gears a lot, and which is cool as well because you get you gain so much experience in so many different avenues of live music. But it also means that, you know, you can burn yourself out, which, you know, definitely happened to me. And you have to sometimes take time out and, you know, look after yourself.
Did that burnout make you a better singer and songwriter when you recovered from it and kind of went into the next phase?
I think it made me a bit more determined, I suppose, or it made me realise that I need to look after myself and, like, to know, I suppose, what things to chase after, what things to let go and where to better focus my energy.
So what did you need to let go?
Oh, gosh. I think... I suppose chasing or responding to opportunities which perhaps weren't the right fit for the band. Yeah, like live performance opportunities mostly. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You probably got to that point where you're like, do I really need another jug of beer as payment for a gig?
Yeah. Yeah, if we're lucky. Yeah, totally. Yeah. I mean, we're lucky. We do generally get paid quite, you know, paid well enough, yeah, for live performances. But yeah.
So what is the title of this album, which is so close to dropping?
It's called Mongrel.
Oh, what a great name.
Yeah. Yeah, and it kind of goes into, I suppose, the name is kind of born from, it's all about kind of identity and a hybridity of identity.
So, oh, okay. I was going to ask you if there was a person it was named after, but it's obviously just a theme, right? It's
Yeah.
So really, it's kind of a reflection of intersectionality.
Pretty much, yeah. Absolutely. That's bang on, yeah.
So what's happening on the live music front? I mean, I guess you're probably just bunkered down doing the post-production and don't have time for gigs at the moment. But when the album drops, that's when you're going to probably maybe go on a bit of a tour.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to be going on, we're planning some like national tour activity for next year, early next year. But at the end of this year, we will be playing a couple of like mini festivals that I'm involved with called Loud Women Fest, which will be in Sydney, and we'll also be heading down to Melbourne, which will be great. So yeah, it's for music festivals that focus on women, non-binary and trans artists, and it's all about, you know, empowering and providing a platform to underrepresented voices. So it's going to be it's fantastic lineups. I'm so absolutely so stoked to be involved in them.
And how 3CR is that? I mean, we got our license to specifically give a voice to marginalised communities. Mm. So what a great fit. And I just love the title of that festival as well. That's just brilliant.
Yeah, it's really brilliant. I've been working very closely with the organisers in the UK because I'm pretty much organising the Sydney instalment. And I've also been working with Sophie, who plays in the band called Rub, who's based in Melbourne as well. So, yeah, it's going to be a great couple of weekends of shows, yeah.
Now, you do have a music video for your single Spineless Wonders as well. Tell us about that video.
Oh, gosh, that video was directed by Jack Fontes, who is just an incredible director. And, we shot it in a warehouse space in Marrickville in Sydney. And I suppose we're kind of inspired by some kind of the kind of stylings and videos by artists such as Bauhaus and Chelsea Wolfe. And we wanted to create something kind of dark and sinister that kind of reflected the tone of the song and the kind of themes that it goes into, all about kind of like deception and power play. So we filmed in this really awesome like artist-run warehouse space. And we also had this like a narrative scene as well, which is kind of the whole premise of like a dominatrix kind of interrogation scene. Yeah, so it was super fun to film, and we had such a fantastic crew, and we're very stoked for the video to be played on Rage as well, which is, you know, a bit of a pipe dream. So yeah, it was fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Everyone aspires to that. Gosh.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that's so great. That's so great. Now you've got so many themes around power and control with your music, right? You know, like you're really tapping into that. It's a real thing for you guys.
Yeah, it's just kind of come out, I guess, in the music. And I suppose because we do, in a lot of our music, we do kind of, it's a commentary on society and how we operate in society within, you know, different parameters. Yeah.
And it really makes you wonder, you know, how that's going to evolve with AI. Are we going to be more controlled? Are we going to be more coerced? You know, it's a really frightening topic. And it sounds like you're really thinking about that stuff.
A bit, yeah. I mean, yeah, I think when you're a creative, I think AI is just something that a lot of people are quite worried about. Like, it's got its uses for sure, but it's kind of intersection with creativity and, like, the humans creating art and music. It's a bit, it's a bit worrying for artists and, like, kind of what kind of future that we have.
Absolutely. Well, I absolutely love Spineless Wonders by your wonderful band, Second Idol. Kate Farquharson, the lead singer, guitarist and songwriter from Second Idol. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thanks so much for having me.
3CR.
In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ+ communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.